Bonjour, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la Tasse de Café. Un mercredi matin, Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin, ici avec vous. Et Jim Swallow va être ici pour le programme ce matin, qui est présenté à vous comme un service par le Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Sester Young Appliance and Furniture, and Floor Covering, Raiders Insulation Express, Sooner Auto Salvage, The Weibel Collection, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Blake's Pharmacy, U-Storage Self-Storage, Roy Motors, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Jean-Mart Incorporated Industrial Supply and Sports, a budget rental purchase. Et n'oubliez pas les lignes de téléphone ouvertes à 363-2124. Bonjour, Jim.
Bonjour, Mark. Bonjour. C'est un beau mercredi matin. Le soleil brille. Mais je crois que demain...
Le soleil, non, il n'est pas prêt à briller. Ouais, c'est couvert.
Le soleil brille par-dessus les nuées, Mark.
Non, the sun is not shining today.
Oh oui, le temps est couvert.
Oui.
Et là, on a 80%
mais le soleil brille
ici
à OKVPI, Jim.
C'est tout le temps prêt à briller quand on est sur la tasse de café.
There you go.
363-2124 or 337-363-2124. Give us a phone call. We'd love to hear from you.
Et qui est nouveau à ce matin? T'as un mot du jour, Jim?
Oui, je croyais que j'avais un mot du jour, Mark. Si je peux le trouver, j'avais mis une plaque dessus ça. And let's see. I think that I had... Oh, yeah. It's a little bird. You've heard of wrens?
No.
W-R-E-N, wrens, little
no.
birds.
No.
You never heard of that?
A wren?
A wren. It's a little tiny bird.
No.
En français, on appelle ça un tipop ou un titis. Un tipop ou un titis. That's a little tiny bird, Mark.
Un tipop ou un titis?
Oui, titis ou un tipop.
I never heard that.
Okay, well.
So is it smaller than a hummingbird?
No, oh no. A hummingbird is very small. The wren is a little bird, but it's not
that
smaller
small.
Than a hummingbird.
Okay.
Okay. All right, je vais le mettre droit là. Okay, so le titis, ou un tipop.
Is that pretty a common bird around here?
Can you? Yeah. I'm not sure what season there's more of, but I'm sure somebody listening right now can get us straight on that.
What color bird are they, Jim?
They have sometimes like a greenish color or sometimes a little gray or a light brown.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, maybe somebody can give us a phone call and tell us a little bit more about the les titis or les tipop or the wren, W-R-E-N.
Good. So do that to give us a call. We want to hear from you again. And as we continued earlier this week, Jim, it's Holy Week, and we want to hear your Easter customs, your Easter traditions for you and your family, wherever you may be here in South Louisiana, wherever. Give us your memories of growing up in Cajun country and some of the Easter traditions and customs that you remember sharing with us. Okay, alors, we're going to take a break, Jim, and on va écouter un message pour le Weibel Collection.
Here is a special invitation to La Tasse Café listeners to visit Jackie Weibel at the Weibel Collection at her new location, 123 West Main Street in Ville Platte, right across the street from her old location. She offers over 8,700 square feet of antique furniture, primitives, rustic, and shabby chic. Some of the pieces she has goes back to the 1800s. She has artwork, glassware, lamps, metal, rusty iron, and farmhouse items, kitchen items, and Jackie plans to open a new room that will offer high-end flea market items. The Weibel Collection has old cypress windows and doors. Come back often. She brings in new merchandise and pieces every week. They offer layaways, gift wrapping. Come have a cup of coffee with Jackie. The Weibel Collection is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. That's the Weibel Collection, 123 West Main Street in Ville Platte.
Go by and visit with Miss Jackie this week, folks. I had a chance to go by and visit. It's amazing. Every time you go at her new location of the Weibel Collection, she's got new merchandise, beautiful merchandise, and she's got some items that would be perfect for the Easter holiday. So go check it out. Bring a friend or a neighbor with you and go by and say hello to Jackie and the crew at the Weibel Collection downtown, just across the street from her old location. And Jim, I think we got a caller.
Mon cheveu. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
It's Jeanette.
Go ahead, Jeanette.
Hey, it's not a visa. But tous les gens for Good Friday.
Uh-huh.
Am I bouncing back or something?
I'm sorry, I'm not able to understand.
Okay, never mind. every Good Friday.
Uh-huh.
We get up early in the morning all the time, but, you know. But we'd wait for the white flag and my Aunt Bernadine at the mill.
Uh-huh.
We'd put the white flag out with the homemade bread was made.
Oh, all right. Le pain chaud. Ooh. That was the bread. Sign.
Et on pouvait pas ne manger avant 9h.
Oh, non. Jusqu'à 9h, tu ne peux pas manger le pain chaud.
Le matin, c'est Good Friday.
Oh, on Good Friday. All right, on Good Friday.
C'est
un
petit
nato. Uh-huh. Well.
And
they
spirit pour le pain chaud.
Uh-huh. Oh, oui, pour le... Good. Le pain chaud, là, ça, c'est quelque chose qui sent beaucoup, beaucoup bon.
Ooh.
Spécialement quand il est juste sorti de le oven.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, avec... Okay. Avec du sirop et du beurre. Avec du sirop et du beurre, Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, well, y'all have a happy Easter and a safe one.
Thank you so much, Jeanette. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Miss Jeanette. Let's see, Jim, on a not call, see the program.
A not phone call, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, we learned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 last time. This is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right. Merci pour la leçon, Floyd.
All right. Last day a message. You store at warehouse 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. C'est la place pour venir pour mettre les affaires. T'as plus de place pour mettre, c'est toi. On a plein de place pour vous autres les mettre dans notre warehouse. We have climate control and non-climate control, very reasonably priced. You rent them for as many months of time that you need, and you have 24-hour access to it anytime during the day or night. And we invite you to come see us. We have some spaces available. You can come by the office. There's always someone at the office to help you with getting your warehouse, the space that you need, the time you want to rent, and so forth. We have someone there on hand all the time. So it makes it easy for you to come in and rent a warehouse from us. And then while you're there, don't forget we've got the Mini Floyd's Record Shop right there in the lobby. You'll find all the wonderful CD recordings. We got some vinyl recordings, 45s and some LPs, but we've got a lot of CD recordings of all of your favorite artists from the local area. swamp pop, Cajun, Zydeco, country western, 50s and 60s rock and roll, the Fats Domino collection. All these wonderful recordings that we have make wonderful gifts, not only for yourself, but for a friend or someone in the family that you've been thinking about something different to give to them for a birthday, anniversary, or whatever. And we have, and if we don't have the exact recording that you're looking for, we can get it in a day or two, and it doesn't cost anything extra. So come by and see us. And of course, we've got a lot of wonderful books and some DVDs, the books like the Cajun Dictionary and the Cajun Self-Taught, and then How to Play the Fiddle and How to Play the Accordion. We've got those type of books, and we have some other books on the culture. We have the new John Brovin second edition of South Louisiana that is a historical look back from the last six decades or so of the music, the musicians, and the producers, and the labels, and the writers, and so on. Very interesting, covering all of the music of Southwest Louisiana. And there's some other books and stuff as well that you'll find very interesting and also very nice gifts. So we invite you to come see us, and we're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4, and we're also the UPS drop-off place. If you have something to drop off to ship by UPS, or if you need some help to package it up to ship somewhere after UPS, you come by the office. We'll be glad to help you out. And that's at 700 South Chitanya Street. You'll see the big record up front, and we invite you to come by and visit with us. D'abord, j'ai fait mon point clair ce matin?
Oui, ton point est beaucoup clair. C'est aussi enfilé qu'une aiguille.
All right. J'ai un petit compte ce matin. Je ne connais pas si mon fond travaille bien.
Oui, mais il travaille.
Barcelone?
Yes, sir.
OK. Ce vieux homme, il avait 75 ans d'âge. Et il était beaucoup riche. Et il a tombé en amour avec une jeune femme dans ses 20 quelques ans. Hein? Et il a fait causer avec un de ses amis. Il dit, j'ai envie de lui demander pour qu'elle me marie. Mais il dit, je ne connais pas. Il dit, tu crois? Il dit, mes chances seraient meilleures. Il dit, si je dirais que j'ai juste 45 ans d'âge. Son beurre a secoué sa tête. Moi, il dit, il dit, je connais, il va dire, ça mange, je crois. Il dit, je crois que tes chances seraient tant meilleures si tu dirais que tu as 95 ans d'âge et si elle se marie, tu vas laisser tout ça à elle.
Oh, ouais, les chances seraient approuvées. Hein?
Les chances seraient bien approuvées.
Oh, all right. Thank
ça,
you.
C'est mon message pour ce matin.
Thank you.
All right, plus tard.
Thank you, Floyd. That's a good one, Jim.
Oh, mais moi,
that
je vais te dire.
That is a good one.
80. Peut-être, ça me fait penser de la chanson La Vase de 99 ans que Ira Lejeune avait recordé beaucoup des années passées. Hein?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mark, I'm looking here. This was on the desk in the front. Somebody brought this, and you don't know who did.
No.
Somebody came and left this copy. This looks to me, if I remember right, Mark, looks to me like a copy of an ad that was in the Ville Platte High School Reflector yearbook. And it says right at the top, KVPI Radio, Voice of the Cajun Country, dial 1050. And in this ad are some pictures. One is Neil Moran standing at the AP machine. One is J.L. Sylvester, who was our chief engineer and announcer. Then there's Charlie Manuel on the lower left hand. Jim Swallow is in the middle, and Miss Bonnie Fontenot is in the lower right hand of this ad.
When would you say those pictures were taken, Jim?
Well, it says on this thing 1963, Mark.
Ah, 63.
It's circled 1963. And we don't know who brought this, but like I said, it looks like a copy of the ad from the Ville Platte High School yearbook.
All right. So if you
quite
got
a few years ago,
memories,
63.
Memories of KVPI back in the early 60s.
How about that? That's a few years back.
That is
Mark.
A few years ago. And in 63 was the year that JFK was assassinated, Jim. And
that's
you were
right.
Telling me how that teletype machine where Neil Moran was standing at was going crazy, huh?
November 22nd of 63.
That bell was ringing constantly.
Until finally I got up to see why that bell was ringing so much, and then we saw on the AP machine the bulletin that the president had been shot.
Unbelievable. And not called.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mark, Mr. Jim. I brought that coffee to you.
Oh, okay. And this is?
David Markentel.
Oh, David Markentel. Thank you, David. Thank you so much. We didn't know who had brought it.
I thought it would bring back some memories for y'all and give y'all something to talk about.
That's right. And how did you get a hold of it?
I found it on the Internet.
Oh, okay. On the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
The picture from that old yearbook ad. Wow.
I thought it would give y'all something to talk about.
Oh, thank you, David. We appreciate that very much.
No problem. I tried to find one with Mark in it, but apparently they didn't do any promos with him.
Well, Mark joined the staff
many years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I thought maybe, you know, they'd have done it again, but, you know, apparently they didn't do promos, so.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I wanted to bring that to you. You know, it's like a little food for the soul.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thank you,
that.
David.
Y'all have a good one.
Okay, David.
And not call Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jamie Guillory.
Jamie L. Guillory. Go right ahead, Jamie.
Thank you, Jim. Fridays, for Good Friday, in my family, in the household I grew up in with mom and dad, we'd boil and dye our eggs.
Right, uh-huh.
And it was, as a young man, it was my youngest recollection that I'd have to stand on a chair and help mom. We'd clean shrimp. That's how I learned to clean shrimp.
Uh-huh.
And we'd make shrimp and egg gumbo on Friday.
Oh, mes amis. Boy, shrimp and egg gumbo, that's very good.
Oh, yeah. We get good fresh shrimp here, though, stuff. And there's a company from Louisiana that comes down here in refrigerated trucks and sells shrimp.
Uh-huh. Oh, but that's good stuff.
Good stuff.
I like that. When you mentioned that shrimp and egg gumbo, that is very good. It's been one of my favorite
very
things.
Very much so.
Right.
Somebody had called and said something about homemade bread. Daddy would make some during Holy Week, but I looked forward to that. It would just smell so good,
mm-hmm.
And we'd have that with some... with some cane syrup.
Oh,
and
yes.
Some a big glass of cold milk.
Yeah. Oh, you're making us hungry.
Look, happy Easter to you all. I know I'm going to call in Friday with another story, but so I just want to tell you all happy Easter to one and all listening in today.
All right. Thank you so much, Jamie, for calling us from St. Louis.
Louisville,
Kentucky. Okay. You see, I had part of the name right. Okay, Louisville,
okay.
Kentucky. All right. Thank you, Jamie.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jamie. Good to hear from you. Let's take a break. Jim, on va écouter des messages, and then we'll pick up some more phone calls. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplaine. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplaine. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Thank you very much for that message. And if there's nobody on the line right now, we'll talk about Roy Motors. And from everyone at Roy Motors to all of you, have a wonderful, happy Easter. And we thank you for all of your business over the years, and especially in this past this is the month of April, so we've had several months going in this year. But you know what? When you're dealing with Roy Motors, folks, customers get genuine and honest help from the folks, not only in the service department and the body shop, but of course, if you're looking to buy an automobile, all you have to do is come on over to Roy Motors in Opelousas, 929 North Main, or you can call them at 337-942-9701. Ça, c'est 337-942-9701. And, you know, they're still right there in downtown, 929 North Main in Opelousas. And you can get the process started in purchasing a vehicle. You can go online to roymotors.com, even apply for financing today. And you can check out their inventory on the website as well. Roy Motors in Opelousas, where friends meet.
All right, Jim, another call.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Mercy Gilray.
Mercy Gilray, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I was talking with a friend of mine, Dora French. She reminded me of, we used to dye egg. You remember, you used to buy that bluing. It was in a bottle. It was blue.
Yep,
you
bleu.
Put it in your water, to, you know, like to wash your white clothes.
Uh-huh.
It would make it whiter.
Right.
So she called me, she said, well, you talk on the radio, I heard, she said, you forgot to talk about the bluing.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't eat on Good Friday until 12 o'clock because that was the penicillin.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So we never ate until 12 o'clock and looked like the needle didn't want to move. It would stay in one place, but we had to wait until 12 before we eat.
You'd get very hungry by that time, huh?
I know. Okay, y'all have a good day.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All thank right. you, Miss Mercy Lee. And Jim, I've shared this on our Facebook page.
Oh, God, did
those don't. Beautiful Easter eggs, Jim.
Man.
C'est les œufs de jour de Pâques de la paroisse à Voyelle.
Oh, yeah, they've got a big thing going on over there, huh?
So we invite our listeners listening in Avoyelles Parish. I know we have some people listening in Avoyelles. And as you mentioned, Jim, they take their Easter pocking serious, and I think they still do an Easter pocking contest in either in Marksville or one of the surrounding towns. But let me see if I can read this. On Holy Saturday, we begin preparations for Easter Sunday. We dye dozens of eggs, a symbol of life and of springtime. Children, large and small, follow the ancient tradition of dyeing them. Even parents participate. Formerly, plants were used to produce the beautiful colors. Boiling the egg in colorful fabric pieces also gave good results. For a person who is familiar, he recognizes eggs with strong shells by hitting them against his front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know something about that, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Ordinarily, we put several to work. The eggs are boiled slowly, first with a tip down and then passed one by one to the cup of dye. When they cool down, they're polished with a grease cloth. I guess that's what gives them the shine. Mm-hmm. Each child receives a share, varying from one to three or four dozen. He puts in a box in his room on Easter Sunday morning. The family starts pocking the eggs among themselves. Then they go to the homes of neighbors and friends. And the one whose egg is broken loses and must give his egg to the winner. In the past, one brought eggs to church to pock before or after Mass.
Mm-hmm.
One became suspicious when an egg was too strong and won too many eggs. That person was accused of using a guinea hen's egg. This was not allowed. The rule of the game is to use the same type of eggs. The person who violated this rule was declared to be dishonest. And that comes from Les Traditions de la Paroisse de Avoyelles.
All right. Ça se fait. Le monde se passait des bons temps sur jour de Pâques matin, après Pâques les œufs. Premièrement dans la famille, immédiatement. Là, après ça, avec les voisins, voisines et les autres membres de famille, quand on se rassemblait ensemble, c'est mes mères et pépères. That was the Easter of a long time ago.
And Easter Sunday was always a big meal, wasn't it, Jim?
Oh, absolument.
A feast.
And that's when the only
cakes.
Time, I think, when Mama would fix, there was always table wine, you know, for the holidays. And she would let the kids have, she'd pour a little bit of wine into a glass with water. And that's the time when the kids could drink, taste a little bit of that wine.
It was a special occasion.
Oh, je me rappelle beaucoup bien. Ma mère préparait un
You
bon
felt
dîner.
Like an adult in those days, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know, they treat you yeah, special, yeah, a exactly, special treat
exactly.
on Easter Sunday.
Let's take a break and we'll hear another important message. And don't forget, give us a call and share your traditions and customs of Easter of long ago. Right now, we'll hear a word from Cheryl for Fontenot Physical Therapy.
Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West have contracted with a number of local home health agencies to provide physical therapy services, including Evangeline Home Health and Vilplatte Home Health. If you're a home health patient, you have the right by federal law to use a physical therapist of your choice. Be sure to tell your physician and home health agency that you want Fontenot Physical Therapy or Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Therapist Tim and Susie Fontenot remind listeners, if you're having problems with loss of balance, dizziness, or vertigo, ask your doctor if physical therapy would be right for you. Both Tim and Susie have special training in these areas. In Vilplatte, contact Tim Fontenot at 433 Jack Miller Road or call 363-0095. For the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Chico areas, visit with physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic. Call 506-3510. They represent a combined 66 years of experience, and they put that experience to work for you. That's Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where you're always a winner.
Et le café est bon, Jim.
Oh, ben, qui a passé le café, moi, je vais te dire, je l'apprécie beaucoup. J'avais besoin d'une petite goutte de café. Mark, what happened on this date in 1964?
Give me a hint.
Has to do with automobiles, maybe.
Mustang.
Right.
The Mustang came out.
Ford Motor Company unveiled the Mustang at the New York World's Fair.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sure somebody listening right now might still have a Mustang, you know? But that was... offered in 1964. That's quite a few years ago. But the Mustang proved to be very popular, and it was unveiled at the New York World's Fair on this date in 1964.
All right. So
maybe somebody used to have a Mustang. That was a very popular little automobile.
Very popular, Jim. Those are beautiful little cars. And we got some phone calls on the program right now.
Moi je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mr. Jim. Pat DeRussell with Evangeline Parish Always.
Hey, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Glad to hear from morning. You.
Happy Wednesday. Just give everybody a little update. Our office and dump sites will be closed Friday, but trash will be running Friday, so everything is on a regular schedule this week. Even though the holiday for Friday, our dump sites, like I said, our dump sites will be closed Friday, but they will be open all day Saturday. So those that will be cleaning up after having the family from Good Friday, everything will be open. The dump sites will be open from 8 to 5, but the Pine Prairie site will not be open Sunday for observation of Easter. So just give everybody an update on that, and everyone have a great Easter celebration with their families. Great meals, enjoy family, and traditions. Friday was always a potato patties and canned salmon. That was all we had.
And canned saumon.
And of course, a big coconut cake on Sunday for lunch. So,
oh yes,
that and all those traditions.
Oh, that makes us hungry again, Pat. You know.
Well, you'll have a great holiday, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Same to you and your family, Pat. All right, thank you. Our good friend, Mr. Pat DeRussell with the Solid Waste Commission, 363-2124. You think there's going to be a lot of eggshells and a lot of egg pocking going on this weekend, Jim?
Oh, I'm sure there will be, and I'm looking forward to what we, Kat and I, would do with the kids or grandkids now, would be to dye the eggs on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the
And then if there's some that would crack, then you could have a chance to eat one or two.
That's it. Let's play an early Ford Mustang commercial, Jim, from YouTube from 1964.
Meet Mustang, the Ford Mustang, a completely new breed of car. So beautiful, Tiffany and Company awarded it this gold medal award for excellence in American design. And the price? Just $2,368 FOB Detroit. And that price includes features that are only available at extra cost in many other cars. Elegant features like bucket seats, vinyl upholstery, deep pile carpeting, padded instrument panel, full wheel covers. Standard two is Mustang's interior spaciousness, its extremely wide door opening, curved side window glass for increased shoulder room. Mustang is also excitingly versatile with a wide choice of options. A console, three-speed cruise-o-matic transmission, and even air conditioning. Discover the unexpected hardtop or softtop Mustang, now at your Ford dealer.
Boy, that was a popular car, Jim, when that car came out, huh?
Talk about.
Yeah.
They even showed the convertible.
Yeah, right there. Exactly. So if you owned one of those early Mustangs, give us a call right now. 363-2124. Let's take a call, Jim.
Moi je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Brenda Manuel from Eunice.
Yes, Brenda. Go
this
ahead.
This has nothing to do with the Mustang, but it has something to do with eating. Today, my husband's going to cook us some leeks.
Des poireaux. Oh, my goodness. That's good.
I love them.
I love leeks, too. You know, that's...
He puts a little bit of sugar in them. Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to let y'all know that's what we have for lunch.
Oh, listen, that's good stuff because I can remember it too well, eating the... manger les poireaux.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
Was in Holy
that
Week.
Was our penance.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday and Friday not to eat meat.
Uh-huh, that's right.
So today we're going to eat some poireaux. Now, Friday might be some fish, I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I wanted to tell you we're having some poireaux for lunch today.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Mark knows what that is.
Eat a bite for me.
He does? Oh, well,
some leeks. Smothered leeks.
Have a good Easter. Hold on a minute.
How was that?
Hey, Jim.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Go ahead.
Is Mark there?
Mark's talking to you.
I need to ask Mark if he knows where the Kazan Hotel Motel is at in Mamou.
The Kazan Hotel?
No, the Kazan.
Kazan.
We listen to Channel 3 and Rob Perillo. That's how he pronounced it.
The Kazan.
Oh, he pronounced it like that.
Oh, my goodness.
The Kazan Hotel.
Yeah, it's should be Kazan, sure.
Yeah, it was Kazan, but he called it Kazan.
Yeah, how about that? Thank you.
We need to give him a lesson in how to pronounce certain words, huh?
Yeah, especially when in French like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Exactement.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Je pense que c'était nommé pour Frank Kazan Fontenot.
I know it was, Jim. I know it was. 363-2124, and let's take another break.
You want me to say a word?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll say a word about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop from Gervis and Shirlene and Jim and all of the staff, everyone at Gervis O'Connor Upholstery. Merci beaucoup. We want to say thank you to all of you for your many years of business and to wish you and your family a wonderful, happy Easter. May it be together with your friends and family, and that you will have a wonderful, blessed day. And let's not forget the reason for the holiday, the very special observation of the resurrection. So let's remember that when you need to have your furniture upholstered, if you need to have a boat seat or a four-wheeler seat made, call Gervis O'Connor at Gervis O'Connor Upholstery. The phone number, 363-7011. 363-7011, and they're located at 614 East LaSalle. When you're coming in on the east side of Ville Platte, just across Tate Cove Road, you'll find 614 East LaSalle. That's the address for Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop.
You know, looking at this picture, Jim, from that yearbook that David shared with us, boy, you and Charlie and Ms. Bonnie and the whole crew looks pretty young in that picture.
Well, let's see. How many years ago was that? In 63?
63.
All right. Let's see. 37 years plus another 19 years.
That's 56 years ago?
Something like that, Mark. So I guess we looked fairly young at that time.
Wow.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate looking at that old ad. And as I said, I think I recognize it from an ad in the Ville Platte High School yearbook, because in those days, We had, you know, quite a few ads in the back of that book.
Do high schools still put out yearbooks, Jim? That's something.
I don't know.
And like you said, for years and years, every year, the schools would come out with a yearbook, and they'd have all the ads from all the local businesses.
Right, and they had, you know, the pictures of the classes
and the
clubs, the organizations, and so forth.
Yeah,
you know?
I know our school did that, and I'm just curious if the schools are still doing that. Let's take a break, Jim. On va écouter un message pour Industrial Service and Supply.
Bonjour, madame et monsieur. I'm Sherry with Industrial Service and Supply, your True Value dealer. As I speak, truckloads are coming with mulch, which we deliver 20 bags or more within a 15-mile radius. If you want your flower beds or lawn to look good for this spring and summer, now's the time to get started. While you are here, check out our outdoor tools, shovels, hoes, rakes, and hoes, and so much more. We have different size bags of topsoil for your flower beds or potting soil. We now have lawn mowers. Fresh in stock is tomato and pepper plants. Don't wait too long. Come while it lasts. Now that I got your yard out of the way, how about cranking that boat motor and going fishing? We have live bait, shiners, crickets, worm, and carps. Behind every project is the True Value. Au revoir tout et bonne journée et mille bonjour beneath nos pieds. May God bless America.
May God bless America. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. And may God bless all of us this week as we celebrate Holy Week and Easter Sunday, this coming Sunday. All right, I'm supposed to talk about another one of our sponsors, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Let's talk about Budget Rental Purchase at 1225 West Main Street. Phone number 363-1600. You can jot that number down somewhere right now because it's an easy number to remember. 363-1600 for Budget Rental Purchase. In-house financing available. For retail sales, they've got 2-year warranty on their appliances. They sell retail as well as renting furniture and appliances. They offer 24 months, same as cash. You'll find living room furniture and, of course, appliances and bedroom furniture and so forth, even some fireplaces. Check out their website at budgethomefurniture.com. Excuse me, budgethomefurn.com. Free delivery and free setup and free haul-off of the old appliance or furniture. Need new furniture? Come visit Mitch and the staff at Budget Rental Purchase. We make our budget fit yours. And they're at 1225 West Mainville Platform, 363-1600.
Okay, Jim, and the lines are back open again, 363-2124. I'd be curious if anyone listening on La Toss still has or still drives around with that very first Mustang. That very, what is it, the 64 and a half?
64 was
Mustang. If anyone still has one of that original model of Ford Mustang, those were beautiful little cars.
Absolutely. So,
and they could go pretty fast from what I understand, Jim.
I'm sure, you know, depends on the, you know, the.
And what was this?
The Lord protects fools and young people sometimes. You know?
What was the sticker price that the ad said? 20 something?
23 something.
$2,000 something dollars. I guess which was a lot of money back then.
I don't know. I bought a new car for $1,600, including the tax.
Wow.
That was a 56. So that's a few years back.
A few years ago. And you bought it brand new.
Brand new from Pete Ford.
Yep. The advertised list price for that first Mustang was $2,368.
How about that, huh? Wow.
And we got a call.
We've got a call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim.
Uh-huh.
C'est Bobby, ça.
Bobby, oui. Go ahead, cousin.
Mais moi, j'ai toujours... C'est pas moi qui l'a. C'est moi qui t'en fais un Mustang.
Y'all still have a Mustang?
Yep, a red one.
A red Mustang. Is it a 64 or
later? No, 66.
A 66 Mustang. And y'all still have it right there in Grand Prairie?
Yeah, but it's my grandson wants to work it over, you know.
Oh, yeah, he wants to refurbish it. Yeah, well, how about that? A 66 Mustang.
I bought it at Pete Ford. It was the last one.
How about that? At Pete Ford, a 66 Mustang.
That was the old Pete Ford, you know, the one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Makota.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, y'all have a good Easter.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Appreciate hearing from you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye now.
Wow, a 66 Mustang, Jim.
How about that?
That goes back a few years.
Let's see. I'm looking here. In 1961 on this date, some 1,500 CIA-trained Cuban exiles launched their disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba in an attempt to topple Fidel Castro, and Castro's forces crushed the incursion by the third day. So that was the disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion back in 1961 on this date. Now, 100 years before, in 1861, the Virginia State Convention voted to secede from the Union. That was the beginning of the secession from the southern states from the Union, and prior to what was such a disastrous civil war.
Okay, Jimmy, on a not called.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Audie.
Yes, Audie, go ahead.
Yes, sir. My dad used to love to 3 year deserve.
Oh, yeah, right,
Test them. That was his big thing. He'd go in the outdoor kitchen and he'd take his time and he'd put some V's on the good ones. He'd put a V, and if it was real good, he'd add the more V's you had, the better they were.
No kidding.
He took the 5 grand share in 1 year, 2 years,
The
units, and they came back with 4 first place, different divisions, and 1 second place. And he went back the next year with them, and they did almost as good. And just to let you know, they used to have an egg pocking contest in Eunice at the City Hall.
At the City Hall in Eunice, an egg pocking contest.
Yes, sir.
Well, how about that? Now we're learning
all
some things. All
fired up about that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you so much, Audie.
You have a good Easter, Mark. All right. And,
you too.
Jim, okay, bye-bye.
As you mentioned, Jim, was it your father or your grandfather had that talent? And my dad did, too.
Oh, my dad, yeah. He could take that egg and just
tap it on one of his teeth.
Yeah, front teeth.
And he could tell if this was a strong egg or not.
Right. Oh, yes. I'd sit down and watch my dad do that.
And what's the term for that, Jim? Trier?
Trier deserve.
Trier. Choosing. Trier.
Choosing the eggs, the best eggs for pocking on Easter Sunday.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And as I said, when they were boiling the eggs, if one or two would crack, well, that was meant that you could eat it right then, you know. Okay, let's talk about another sponsor while we have a chance here, and then we'll take some more phone calls. Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana has provided outstanding, compassionate home care in this region for over 20 years. You know what? If your elderly loved one or if you or someone in your family is disabled and needs help with daily tasks, but a nursing home is not right for them right now, in-home care will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings in their home where they're happy and comfortable. Plus, you can rest easier knowing your loved one is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from just a few hours a day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes are not right for everyone, but that doesn't mean the elderly or disabled, including kids, cannot get the care they need to live safely and comfortably at home. To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a phone call. Their number is 363-1663. 363-6-3 for Unlimited Home Care.
All right. Bien merci, Jim. Post a message. And we have about 20 minutes left in our program, La Tasse de Café, on this Easter week. It is Wednesday, and we invite you to give us a call à ce matin sur La Tasse de Café to chat with us en français ou en anglais to share maybe your memories of Easter of long ago, some of the traditional Easter customs and Easter traditions that you can only find here in Cajun country that maybe that was so familiar with you and your family years and years ago, Jim.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you what. Going back all those years as a small child, we remember some of the wonderful Easters and get-togethers with all the cousins, you know, at Mama's house, and as I said, a wonderful Easter dinner. Que ça soit un dinde ou un grand jambon de gros rôti, ou bien des fois c'était un fricassée, tu connais?
Boy.
La fricassée à ma mère. And you know what? Sometimes when you go to the post office and you've got the smell, the wind is blowing just right, and you've got the smell coming from the roux place, huh?
Mr. Carey's roux?
The Carey's roux.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it smells so good, it makes you hungry right then. Pour la fricassée à ma mère. Or the gumbo, you know, you use that that roux to make the stew or the gumbo, you know. And as they mentioned earlier, un gumbo de shrimp et des œufs, là, c'est pas mauvais.
And of course, as we mentioned earlier in the week, Jim, all those baked goods, the cakes
that they would make for Easter,
yeah, Jim.
Yeah, right. Oh, and we wanted to say thank you for that wonderful pineapple cake.
From Cowboy Phil.
From Cowboy Phil.
Delicious.
Oh, we enjoyed that.
And not called.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jim. C'est Gerald.
Bonjour, Gerald.
Pour les œufs, comment faire les jetons. Mama would give her chickens from oyster shells.
Oh, yeah.
And I promise you, we would break all the eggs with that. The eggs.
Yeah, so she'd spread that oyster shell in the chicken yard, and they would eat that. But she had to do that a little while before Easter, huh?
Yeah, well, quite a bit. And let me tell you something. Them shells were so hard that we'd break everybody's eggs.
How about that, huh? And that's one.
If you don't, they wouldn't because of the Easter. No. Because sometimes the chickens there didn't have enough stuff to eat to get the eggs hard.
Yeah.
And so she would give that because sometimes a chicken would lay an egg that was soft, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. That would happen sometimes, a soft egg, soft shell.
Right, and so she'd give them oyster shells. And it was good. It was good for them, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah. And make their eggs stronger too.
Oh, you better believe it. And you know, he's talking about dyed eggs. The white eggs, they're easy to dye, but you get the red eggs, they're hard to dye.
Mm. That's right, they are. For some reason or other, they seem like the shell does not absorb the color as much as the white egg.
Yeah, we used to raise them in Rhode Island red, and all the eggs were kind of ready.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yes, I remember. New Hampshire reds and Rhode Island reds.
You know, I don't see any difference in them, but the dye was a difference to dye, you know.
Yeah, right. But the eggs would taste all the same.
It tastes all the same. I don't see they talk about this egg is better than the other. Uh-huh. I've been eating eggs all my life, and I tell you what, I couldn't find a difference. The only difference I found is the chicken yolk and the egg there. The yolk is redder than.
Right, the yolk color is a little different in some types of chickens, but the taste is just about the same.
It's just all the same. I guess my taste buds are gone, but they all taste to me.
Yeah.
Same to me.
They talk about the Eggland's Best and all that, but to me, they taste the same.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's all some butter that.
Oh, oui, mais, come on, merci beaucoup.
Okay, Jim. Hey, Jim, you talking about them little birds you're talking about?
Yeah.
Little wind?
Yeah.
I have a lot of those little birds around here. Yeah. I even had one a couple of years ago. He made a nest right there on my porch.
Oh, yeah, that and under the carports, they like to make their nest, too.
Yeah, as you know, it's the beak. They have a pointed beak.
Uh-huh.
That's because they eat insects.
Oh, all right. Uh-huh.
The way the beak is made there.
The beak, uh-huh.
It makes a difference in what they eat. The pointy beak, they eat insects.
Uh-huh.
The other grow beak, they eat seeds, you know.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jim.
All right, Gerald. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
We learned all kinds of things on La Tasse.
Now, this is not the same thing that bird of you and Gerald talking about is not what they commonly call a Yankee, Jim.
Yeah, some people call them a Yankee, but I guess there's different varieties of these little birds. But, yeah, they s'appellent des Yankees.
I've heard that term a lot.
Uh-huh. And maybe it's quite a different variety. I don't know, but there's still little birds, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The wren or the Yankee or the titis or whatever.
Call us up, 363-2124. Jim?
Let's talk about, let's see, I had another sponsor to talk about here. I'm trying to find what I've misplaced this. Oh, wow. How about You Store It? No, that's Floyd. He did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he did that already. Okay, so how about if we talk about Sooner Auto Salvage, Mark?
Okay.
Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Bentonville Platt, offers a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, also parts for motorcycles. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, they do everything they possibly can to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service. Transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning. You want to be sure to check that out. And more. If you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, your choice. Brand new parts are reconditioned. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooners at 363-1960. Come and visit with owners Donnie and Amanda at 2102 West Bentonville Platte. Phone 363-7226 for Sooners Auto Salvage.
Let's take another call, Jim.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Evelina.
Hi, Miss Evelina.
How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty well. Whenever we get on La Tasse, we're doing well.
I know that because the birds are flying all over.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you catch some birds, wasn't that good?
Oh, yeah, the little birds.
I'd like to catch them, you know. You said we should catch them and kill them and pick them.
Oh, no kidding.
With a stick on the pie outside, having a good time with that.
I remember that very well. You'd put them on a stick, a green stick,
yes,
and hold them over the coals, and you'd get to eat a little fresh bird.
That's it. Y'all been okay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm doing better and better all the time, but I'm still on the go sometimes. It's not even going away from the building. It's the activities. When I get out, I'll go out there and see. And I said, enjoy them activities they have in here.
Thank you so much.
But I'm still like to listen to y'all, but sometimes I miss it because I oversleep. I like my beer sleep.
Thank you.
Don't say I miss tomorrow.
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
All right, y'all be on the fish pond, the crawfish pond, and get you some crawfish food.
Oh, how about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Some clippies.
Get to do that. Get them out of a bucket pool.
Oh, I remember that as a kid, yes.
And then you had when it was rain, like that big old dish you got in the front like that.
Oh, some of them would spread out, yeah.
Fish out of the rain. And the paw was so big and pretty.
Oh, Lord, are you making us hungry again?
You know what we do with them? We ball them boogers and then go to eating right there.
Yeah, boil them right away, yeah.
Oh,
right.
We use pepper and salt.
Uh-huh.
And I can't stand much pepper, can't stand much salt no more.
I love them with a little bit of vinegar and then salt and pepper, and you dip them.
You're making me hungry. I'm hungry.
C'est bon. Thank you so much for calling.
I'm glad to hear from y'all. How y'all been otherwise?
Doing good.
Someone asked me to all this, you know, like JB from the plumbing, BJ from JB, BJ Plumbing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
We always sitting in there with the same place where I'll be sitting.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking, reacting when you talk with Charlie and then Jim and Mark and I said, sometimes I talk, but I said, sometimes I'm oversleeping. I said, you don't listen, I know. But this other man, it's a Charlie. He's right across the hall from me, Mr. Charlie something.
Uh-huh.
I think he's from Point Blue, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he know y'all.
All right.
He talks some time about it. But anyway, I just want to hear from y'all. Y'all, I'm glad y'all doing good.
Thank you so much.
To hear from Miss Penny. Miss Penny be doing good.
Oh, yeah, way up there, huh?
In Montana, boy. Yeah. That's a good job.
That's a long distance away from here, that's for sure.
That's a different, but you know, there's so many people who live here and went to them different places to stay, and they've been gone for years.
That's right.
For years, but they enjoy that. That's what they want. But you have to change somewhere. That's the way life is.
Thank you so much, Miss Evelina.
I'll y'all with a picture. Take a picture, y'all.
All right.
And put in the Daily World or the bottom, Gazette. And the bottom bill or the, what's called up, you call the beer, a little paper. Y'all be in the penitentiary and we know how y'all get them good feet.
All right.
And y'all get a sack up and then y'all still.
Yes,
right,
ma'am.
Right, Mr. Y'all hear what I'm saying, eh?
Telling
y'all what to do. What about me, eh?
All right.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank
you.
Bless you
all.
Bye-bye
and
now.
Family. And happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks again. That's Miss Evelina. We hadn't heard from her in a good while, Jim.
Mark, shall we talk about Jamards Incorporated?
Yes.
You know what? Jamards Incorporated, they are able to make all kinds of things for you, including the sunroom addition to your house that's so nice to have. Call Jamards today, 337-363-1205. Le numéro en français, 363-205. Ou si vous êtes à côté, c'est 337-363-205. And they're at 1068 Vocational Drive, right here in Ville Platte, just off Tate Cove Road. And you can see some of the products that they are providing. Let David show you how easy and fast it is to have a sunroom or screen room. And then their insulated windows, insulated doors to save money on your utility bills. And they can do replacement windows. They've been doing that for a lot of years. Seamless gutters around the roof and storage buildings. That's one of the things that they've been doing lately. A lot of steel storage buildings. All at Jamards Incorporated with proven experience. In business since 1948. 363-1205 or on the web www.jamards.com. Jamards Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together, wishing you all a happy Easter.
Happy Easter from all of us here at KVPI and La Tosta Cafe. And if you've been wanting to get in on the conversation, like Miss Evelina and Jamie and many, many others, and Gerald, why don't you give us a call here at KVPI, 363-2124, area code 337. And we'd love to hear from you. Talk with us en anglais ou en français.
All right, Mark, let's talk about Raiders Insulation. Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation can help you reduce your energy costs. They offer insulation, whether it's commercial or residential, and they do existing construction or brand new construction, blown fiberglass and cellulose in the attics and the walls, and then foam insulation to reduce moisture from coming through the floors on the houses that off the ground on piers. Winston will be glad to give you the different options when it comes to insulation. Free estimates, of course, and financing is available too. The phone number, 337-230-5811. Again, 337-230-5811. Il peut vous servir en anglais ou en français. Save money and save energy. Call Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation. And of course, we're starting to run short on time, but we want to remind you that one of our sponsors is Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, 1209 West Main. Stop in for all of your hardware needs. They handle general hardware and tools, fasteners, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, welding supplies, all of your paint needs for interior and exterior. If you're looking for concrete steps, you know what? They've got concrete steps in different sizes, too. and fencing and much more. They specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. They're also now a Vermeer dealer and handling your hay equipment. So stop it and check with them. Give them a call, 363-5528. 363-5528. They're at 1209 West Main.
Okay, Jim, let's pick up some more phone calls to La Tasse de Café for a Wednesday morning. And we have somebody on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, and Dornell and Guillory.
Comment ça va, Monsieur Dornell?
Ça va bien. C'est toi encore pour un autre poc-poc?
Oui, uh-huh.
Oui, dimanche. On souhaite avoir gagné des offres pour faire un gombo.
Uh-huh.
Gombo d'œuf. Un gombo d'œuf avec un cubain de chou de crevice.
Mm-hmm.
Ouais, ça sera bon, ouais.
Oui, c'est bon.
Donc, poc-poc, on va essayer de gagner des offres.
Oui, exactement.
Je souhaite KVPI et tous les employés pour un bon, happy Easter.
Oh, thank you so much, Dornell.
And a safe Easter.
Yes, absolutely.
And to all the Louisiana citizens of Louisiana, good, happy Easter for Easter Sunday.
Yes, uh-huh.
So 1963 was the day the Mustang came up.
64.
In 64.
63 or 64.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. That was a great car.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was sport.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That was a sporty car. Yes.
In two-door.
Uh-huh.
Mustang.
Oui, vous.
It was gold color. It was a nice color.
Uh-huh. You remember that very well, huh?
Oh, yes. I remember those Mustangs.
All right.
Everybody loved them. And they were verified by $2,400.
That's right, uh-huh. A little over $2,300.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, well, happy Easter.
All right, happy Easter to you too, Dornell. Hey.
Thank you, Mr. Dornell. Ton tour, Jim.
C'est mon tour. Alors, je devrais parler pour un autre sponsor sur le programme. Comment ça ferait si on parle pour Sester Young's?
Okay.
And, of course, you know what? Sester Young's right there in Mamou on 6th Street. Mr. Rob invites you all to come see them for all of your furniture and appliance and floor covering needs. You know what? If you're looking for appliances, they've got the famous name brands in the appliances, washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and they can do some layaways for you. Special financing terms, and Mr. Rob Duplessin will be glad to offer you the very best service possible. So remember, the place to come, the place to buy, is Sester Young's Appliance, Furniture, and Floor Covering, right there on 6th Street in Mamou. And happy Easter to all from Sester Young's.
Ça c'est tout, Jim, and that's going to do it then. Sur la programme.
That's about it for
yes,
today
sir.
On La Tasse de Café. And, of course, tomorrow, Charlie's going to be with you, with Mark. And today's programme brought to you by Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Sester Young's Appliance and Furniture, Raiders Insulation Express, Sooner Auto Salvage, The Weibel Collection, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Blake's Pharmacies, U Storage Self Storage, Roy Motors, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Jamards Incorporated, Industrial Supply and Sports, and